Hello, everyone, and welcome to Muscle Mindset. I'm excited for this episode because I'm going to start getting into some business stuff. And the reason is I love business. I love it. I'm learning a lot. And I want to share it with you because there's a lot of lessons that we can learn in life through my journey. And what I mean by that is my journey. I want to share my journey with you because if you're thinking about doing these things, I can share you some insight on the things I think you need to know. And that could be really helpful for you because I believe our society as a whole is burnt out and tired, and we're just set up for failure. Failure with nonstop everything, right? It's like, man, it's just nonstop always. And no wonder people get burnt out and tired. And I remember the corporate grind, and it was a lot. It was like never enough. And it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. But I want to share some insight with you on this journey because I think it will help you a lot, especially if you're thinking about leaving your job, if you're thinking about leaving the corporate world, you're thinking about starting a side hustle, or you're starting a business. I'm going to share with you some insight that I think will help you. So I'm going to ask you to hit that follow button. Hit it, slam it, slam it, slam it. And if you enjoy my podcast, please share it. Share it to your social media. Share it to someone that needs to hear it because I'm here to help people. And the best way I can help people is if you share it and you follow it and you keep coming back. Give me that boost, baby, because I'm showing up. I'm going to get 200 episodes this year, which is crazy. I started this podcast like a year and a half ago, and I remember listening to my guy, Alex Hormozy, talking about podcasting. He goes, your first year, 2 years, you're figuring out your niche and your voice. And I feel like the more I go on this journey, it's like that clarity of where I want to go and what voice I want to use. So I'm just figuring it out, but I'm not stopping. If you know that about me, maybe you follow me on social media or this podcast, you know, I just keep going. And you know what? It's happening. It's all happening. And I just feel it. And it's one of those moments where I was explaining this to someone the other day, and it's scary. This journey is quite scary. It's different, but you have to just like, it's like you're standing on a stage and you fall back and trusting people to catch you. I'm trusting that I'm just going to be caught. Like I'm falling and I'm going to let the universe catch me. She always catches me and she always guides you. And it's going to happen. I just have the faith. It's something you have to believe even though you don't see it. It's really hard. And I think that's one of the hardest things to do. And I'm starting with that as to what you can take away with is you just have to trust. And I posted this on my TikTok a few weeks ago too, but where did we lose the trust we have in ourselves? And I want you to think about that. We somewhere along the lines of our life, it's like we start to doubt ourselves a little bit more. We don't trust ourselves and our decisions. And I need to be convicted in my decision to go down this path or to not find a new job. And I trust myself. I trust Sam. I trust what I've learned. I trust what skills I have and what knowledge I can provide and the things I can do. I trust it. And I just have to keep trusting it. And you do too. Trust yourself. Because baby, you got this. I promise you that. So once again, hit that follow button. And why don't we kick this episode off? And let's talk a little bit about taking the leap, deciding to leave the 9-to-5 job, and a few lessons I've learned along the way that I think can really help you. Welcome to Muscle Mindset, a podcast designed to help you grow and be your best self. If you want to level up personally, professionally, or grow your business, this is the space for you. My only ask is that you give this podcast a follow and share it with someone who needs it. Thank you so much. And now let's flex, baby. So the first thing I want to share with this journey, and I'm going to be 100% just real, as I always am, but there's a lot of beauty in controlling your time and owning what you do and how you do it. But entrepreneurship and business is just not that sexy. It's not that fun. I think it's fun. I think you have to be a little bit wired a certain way to enjoy it. What I mean by that, it's not that fun. It's hard. It's not, it's a grind. It's not like you see these people on social media. Oh my God, I made $50,000 this month just doing, posting this video. Like, that's not what it is. Like, you have to think reward though. How I'm looking at it is it's hard. There's a lot to do. The lists never end. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, I have like so many things that I need to do or think I need to do, but you just got to take it one thing at a time. It's like overwhelming, but I'm looking at this as a journey that's going to be so rewarding mentally, financially, all of these things, but it's tough and you have to tough it out for a while. And I'm 9 months in and it's been hard. It's been hard. Very hard. I'm not making the money I wanted to make. And I was like, I'm going to make it quickly. But I've also been so indecisive because I have a mind that never stops. And it's always thinking. And it's always coming up with new ideas. And now that I have like the idea, it's like it's go time, but it took me months and months to get there because it's like you start to work on something, you're like, oh, but what about this and this and this and what about this name and this product and this business and this, that, but you know, and it never stops. So I'll tell you, it'll be easier if you have a clear knowledge of what you want to do. And that was my problem. I didn't have a clear knowledge of what I wanted to do. You know, I left all I knew for a while. I learned a ton of great skills and did really well, but I had no idea what I wanted to do. And as the great Gary Vee has said, is you don't know, or it's scary until you do it, and then it's not as scary. And he's right, it's not that scary, but it makes it easier to have a clear, like, I'm doing this. You know, I've seen people quit their jobs and do like consulting or life coach or whatever. And it's like, they know exactly. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, I don't know what I want to do. I was like, should I teach sales? Do I want to have, you know, an e-commerce site? Do I want to have a wellness brand? Do I want to get a storefront? Like what, like, do I want to, you know, do one-on-ones? Do I want to do wellness guides and digital products? Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know at the time. I'm getting a little bit more clear. But the thing is, you don't have to know everything. But I'm telling you right now, if you have an idea, it does help. And I think my leaving the corporate world happened so quickly. I didn't really have time to think, but I was also in a great position to where I didn't have to do something immediately. So I didn't. I enjoyed my time. I enjoyed the summer and really didn't do much because I could do that. And I worked hard to be able to do that. And that was just the position I was in. I was very fortunate that I did really well and was really smart with my financial decisions that I didn't really have to. And I'm grateful for that. But now it's go time. Now it is go time. So that's kind of the first lesson is, you know, it's entrepreneurship. It's not the sexy thing you think it is. It is a lot of work, and you should expect that if you're going into this journey. If you're thinking about leaving your 9-to-5 job, there's a couple things that I think you should know first. The first thing is, when this is what I've done, and I think it's necessary unless you can just leave your job. Everyone's in different financial positions, right? Is I've been dabbling in this type of stuff for a while. I've done online memberships. I've done group coaching. I've done one-on-one coaching. I've done podcasting. I've done social media. I've done a little bit of affiliate marketing. So I've like experimented, right, while I was working. So if you think you want to, my suggestion is before you leave your job, experiment a little bit. To start doing some side hustling stuff and figure out what you really like, and you can really go from there, right? So it's not like I just left my job and I'm like, oh, I need to start something. I've been experimenting it for years. I had a blog, I've done YouTube, like I've experimented a lot. So if you're working and you know you want to leave at some point, use this as an opportunity to spend some of your time experimenting with a side hustle and experimenting with, you know, trying new things to see if it's something that there's substance there, to see if it's something that you enjoy. And yeah, go from there. The second thing I wanted to share is what to expect when you leave a 9-to-5 job, or when you work for yourself, because these are some things I've had to learn, and I want you to know that you can figure it out. It's not that scary. It's not as scary as it sounds. And if you're holding on to a job strictly for benefits, I don't know what your situation may be. There's ways to get benefits, health insurance, dental, like all of those things. There's ways to figure out how to pay yourself and taxes and all of that stuff. I'm a big fan of Upwork and Fiverr for hiring freelancers to help. So don't let something like that, that we're kind of thrown into the system of, oh, this is the way. People get jobs for benefits. They get jobs for, you know, health insurance and stuff like that. And like I said, it's probably different if you have kids, have a family, you know, you have certain issues, health issues. For me, it was, I figured it out and wasn't, you know, the end all be all. I was like, I'm not going to keep a job because of insurance or get another job because of insurance. Like, I don't want to, I want to figure this out. So just know that some of those things, and maybe do your research before you leave on options to make sure you're covering yourself. And the third thing I want to share is there has to be a level of, if you're doing this, there has to be a level of business in you. And what I mean by that is you have to understand a little bit about business. You have to be somewhat good with money because you're handling it all, right? And I'm fortunate I've really dove into being financially fit and fiscally responsible, something I really love, and I trust myself with money. Like, ask people that know me that are really close to me, they know how savvy I am with that shit. But it took a lot of like learning, and it takes discipline. It's like you have to know how money works, and you have to be financially responsible. But if you're starting a business, you're the person, you're the guy or the girl. Like, you have to be able to understand how to figure all that out. And then the fourth thing I want to say is, like, there's a lot of benefits to having your own business as well. There's lots of write-offs. There's lots of tax benefits. First thing I did was I got a book on tax-free wealth written by the finance guy for Robert Kiyosaki, who is Rich Dad, Poor Dad author, amazing content. And I started to learn about the certain tax-free wealth and write-offs that you get by having a business. So I'm sharing this with you just in case you are interested in going down that path. You're kind of getting the full big picture. And then the last thing of this podcast, I just want to share with you some of these lessons that I've learned, because they are, man, they're valuable. And I'm just going to share a few tips. If you're ready to level up your life and take your goals to the next level, I have two communities that could really bring value to. They're both memberships, and they both include two calls per month, a library full of resources, a private Facebook group, and a community of badasses that are going to cheer you on to help you reach your goals. The first one is my Elite Growth Group. It's my professional VIP group that is built for entrepreneur-minded people that want to accomplish their goals. We follow my framework. We meet twice per month and help each other crush it. My second one is for my fitness, wellness, and mindset enthusiasts that want to focus on building a beautiful wellness lifestyle together. I provide fitness workouts, mindset tips, tracking our progress, calls, all of the things. If you're interested, visit my website, islaygrowth.com, under the membership tab, or you can email me at info@samuelgagan.com. You can also slide into my DMs, but just find a way to reach me and let's go, baby. You can accomplish whatever you want, and I want to support you along the way. All right, baby, we back. So I'm going to share four tips. If you're thinking about leaving your job, if you're going to start a business, things that you need to know on this path. And these are to help you, and they're very relatable. And I've went through all of this. There's like so many phases, and these are just things I think would really help you on this journey. The first tip is you really have to learn how to coach yourself. The amount of pep talks I give myself every single day are insane. I've learned to self-talk and coach myself really well and get myself in that state of, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, literally every single day. And you have to learn how to talk yourself through that self-doubt. I think that's something I've learned to do through some of my other journeys that just translate. So when I quit drinking to when I, you know, lifting weights, I mean, even when I'm on my last rep lifting weights, I'm like, push through, don't drop the weight, like go, you got one more. Like, it's just something in my brain that just like, go, 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 go. So I think the first tip I want to tell you is learning how to coach yourself, how to talk to yourself, and how to cheer for yourself. Because at sometimes, oftentimes, a lot of times, you are the only one cheering for yourself. Promise you that. It's a lonely path. It's a tough journey, but you have to learn how to cheer for yourself, and you have to learn how to coach yourself. Hello, listen to my podcast, Muscle Mindset, for a reason, baby. Number two, this is hard for me, and this is what motivates me. So I am motivated by not depending on anyone. So that's what motivated me to make a lot of money, to pay off my debts, to be financially free, because I don't want to ask anyone for anything ever. Starting a business, like I don't want to report to anyone, like it's all connected to that, right? But number two is really important, is, and this was, has been hard for me, but it's been so helpful, so I want to talk about it. It's leaning on others. Leaning on other people is needed during this journey, because you are going at it alone. And find someone to lean on. So, you know, have a mentor or find a community. Get a coach. Like, this is me not selling my service. I do have a community, just advertise for it in this podcast, obviously. It does help. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. It does help. I have a community. I have a business coach. He's expensive, but he's saved me a lot of time because he's told me to do the things that I need to do a certain way, things that I had no idea. Like, you know what I mean? So get a coach and a mentor or something from someone that's been there. They can really help you. I'm telling you, this has changed the game for me. My business coach has helped me think of things I would have never thought of to do. And I'm like, that's why I'm paying him, because I don't know what I don't know. And that's the same for you. So find someone you can lean on, or a community you can lean on. Support is magical. Everyone needs it. The third thing is, there are going to be good days, and then there are going to be bad days, and there are going to be terrible days. And this journey is such a roller coaster. It is one of the biggest roller coasters I've been on in my life. And just because it's interesting, it's not consistent. You're going at it and alone, and you're like figuring out how to manage your time and what to do and all of this stuff. And it's just a very big roller coaster. So, but I know it's like, there's a reason this is tough. To me, the tougher the journey, the bigger the reward. Once again, when I quit drinking, it's like, it was tough, but man, that shit, that gave me everything, that unlocked my freedom. So think about it like that. And then the last one is a favorite of mine. I've become obsessed. Someone in my membership, I hope she hears this. I'm going to have to send her this to make sure she listens to it. I want to encourage you to keep investing in yourself and keep taking in knowledge. And a girl in my membership called it mental masturbation. I hope you're listening, Tina. But I believe in continually to learn. Everyone does it different. When she said mental masturbation and she was talking about it, she was talking in terms of just being, you know, too much. And I agree with that too. You don't want to do too much reading, too much podcasting, because you want to apply it. And you can't take all your time to just read the books and not do anything about it. So I agree with what sentiment she was referring to. But one of my business adventures, I wanted to learn on the topic, and it taught me a lot, and I needed to learn. So I bought a book, put it on audio, and I listened to it on my commutes in my car. And I finished it in like a week and a half. And I learned so much. I'm like, okay, I got a lot from this. This was great. So think about it like that. If you're like wanting to get into some type of business, buy a book on it and listen to it or read it and continue to invest. How do you do that? Like, there's a way, right? I want to learn about email marketing. Buy a book on it. I want to learn about affiliate marketing. Get a book on it. Like, it can be that simple. And I encourage you to do that, especially if it's around the topic around your business. So that's it. I enjoyed this, and I'm recording it on a Friday night before bed. So it's going to fire me up because I'm already feeling energized just from talking about this. So, but it's been a busy week and I had to get an episode out this week, and I wanted to because I'm delivering an episode every week for you guys. So thank you for tuning in. Whatever journey you're on, stick with it. You got this. You got this. Life is hard, but it's beautiful, and stick with it. And I'm here to support you and keep showing up for yourself. And I don't know. I want to hear what you guys want to hear. So if there's any topics that you really like, shoot me an email. I'm going to start including my information in the descriptions. So you can find me on Instagram at Samuel Gagan. You can email me info@SamuelGagan. I'll include a link to my website. There's some free shit too if you want to get some freebies and subscribe to my email list. And you guys, you get one life. Let's do it right. You got this. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next time on Muscle Mindset.